Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here, and I've got Martita with me today. Say hi, Martita.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so glad that you guys have joined us for the program. You are actually tuned into a devotional/topical Bible study called Turn the Light On. And we are all about just bringing the light of the gospel, bringing the truth of the word, all of that stuff into your life so that you can learn, so you can grow, so that you can be who God's called you to be. We like to make it interesting. We like to talk about challenging things, things that other people are afraid to maybe talk about. We'll also just go deep, you know, we'll go deep into the word and just talk about the depths of the kingdom of God. And we've been talking yesterday about missions and in being a missionary and how, you know, angels were missionaries in the beginning and they brought the word of the Lord to people. And then we talked about John the Baptist and how the angel, you know, brought the word of the Lord for him. And then the word of the Lord came for Jesus. And then everything shifted. You know, Jesus came onto the planet. Jesus gave his life and we became missionaries.
That's right.
Literally, the gospel was born. You know, that Jesus saved you from your sins. Up until then, you know, they were still sacrificing, Martita. They were still trying to, you know, create a form of righteousness through animal sacrifice. But it was never going to satisfy. We needed Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, to come into the world and change the game. And then we talked about how he was a missionary. He was the model of what a true missionary is. And, you know, we looked at that, broke it down. But today I want us to jump into the idea of the heart posture of missions.
So I want to throw some questions.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
And then we can go over it, because this is in my heart. Are we going to missions out of love? Or what's our motive? Are we going to missions out of duty or a call? Or is it coming from our heart?
Right.
What is our attitude? And you know, we both have been on mission trips, and it's amazing going there. You can go, the first time I went, I had no idea what to expect. And the transformation that I experienced.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I went there to touch people. They touched me.
Sure.
And I was totally transformed and changed. And it created new friendships that it blew me away with the people that we went as a group and we came out back as a family. And the people that I touched there and how they touched me. And then I went back to the same place 5 years in a row. And they will call me Mami Martita.
Right.
You know, because
sure,
they became like my kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so,
and they were waiting for you to get back.
Oh yeah,
they were waiting, anticipating.
You know what? I never forget this. The second year when I went,
yeah,
it touched me because they looked at me and said, "Oh my God, you came back!" And yeah. I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "For a lot of people, we're just a novelty.
Yeah,
not a true missions trip.
Right.
And they never come back. And they said, "Oh yeah, we love you. We'll be back." And they never come back. But
right,
you did.
Right.
And it blew me away.
Yeah, for sure.
That meant so much, you know? And these were, to be specific, there were 6 teenage boys that didn't have a mom.
Right.
And the missionary there had become like the mom, but they were Hispanic. She was not. I was Hispanic. And we just connected.
Sure.
In a way that it touched my life forever.
That's amazing.
So,
I love that stuff.
You know,
and right now we're talking about missions in a term of going into another country missions.
Yes.
You know, we've been bouncing around the idea that missions is here, it's everywhere you are. But God may call you to go somewhere like this, you know, and we have missions trips that we're doing at Lighthouse Church. We're going to the Dominican Republic. We're going to Mexico. We've got things that we're doing. And I love that idea that these kids latched on to you and then you went back and they took notice of that. And we've seen that in the trips that we do here at the church as well. It's so good.
If you want to have a life-changing experience,
yeah,
truly seeing the Lord in his heart, you need to go on a mission trip.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to, I mean, there's mission trips that are here in the United States. You don't have to go out and totally in another country, but I'm telling you, it would change your world. It changed mine, my husband, my three kids went at different times, and they all said it. Wow, this is life-changing, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that is important.
Sure. Well, you were hitting on heart posture, you know, and you're saying, are we going with the wrong attitude? Are we going to be transformed? Are we going to serve or to be served? You know, what are we trying to do? Are we going to try to change their customs? Or are we going to try to learn from them their customs? You know, are we going on vacation or are we actually going to serve? And I think these are all great questions that we can talk about. The first one is, you know, with heart posture and missions, I would say is, you know, are we humble?
Yes. That is huge.
It is. And that's not just something you carry to the mission field. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to this foreign land and I need to make sure I'm humble, that I'm not puffed up and I think I know everything when I get there. But that's everyday life.
Yes.
You know, are you humble? You know, are you willing to change for the sake of reaching them for the gospel? You know, because sometimes you got to dress different and
oh yeah,
like
when for a woman, for example, is all dresses.
Yeah,
and you have to be, you know, very modest dresses, which is okay with me, but
you do like your pants.
Ah, man.
I've known you long enough to know, you know, and well, you can't wear pants.
Yes, it has to be.
Places.
The moment you go to church, you have to wear a dress that goes down to your knees, you know, and like Kevin knows me, I'm in pants and sneakers all the time.
Right.
So that was hard for me.
I bet.
You know, because I didn't feel comfortable.
Sure.
But it was like, okay, Lord, this is in the beginning, I kind of got, you know, a little touch about it, and it's harder for me.
Well, it's their rules. Now, are you going to obey their rules or are you going to make your own?
Yes. And let's be honest, because I'm Puerto Rican and I'm from, you know, Hispanic like they are, I struggle even more because it's like, get over yourselves, you know? And it's like, Martita, shame on you. What is your problem?
Yeah.
This is a battle that it doesn't need to be fought. The truth is, where's my heart? And what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
What is it that, you know, we have to look at his heart and say, Lord, help me see the people through your eyes and help me love them through your love.
Yeah. And that was the first point, you know, are we going to missions out of love?
Yes.
What are you going to reach out to people, even locally, you know,
yes,
in your missions of your life? Are you reaching out in love or are you just trying to have a feel good that you led someone to Jesus? Or, you know, what's the true motive? Because, you know, God sees the motives of our hearts. And I've been challenged with my heart posture in missions and in my life and in everyday life where, you know what, am I doing it to be seen doing it, or am I doing it because I love the, you know, God and I love these people and I really just want to bless them? So, you know, we've got to be careful how we approach these things in our lives.
And let's start in our neighborhood.
Yeah, so good.
How are we looking at our neighbors? Are we looking down on them or are we loving on them?
They need to mow their grass. I'm calling code enforcement on them.
Yes. Right? Or they're yelling or you see them in trouble. The kids are not behaving the way you want your kids to behave. So that, oh, you're not allowed to play with them and they are not welcome here. Well, how are they going to know the love of the Lord unless you show them that love?
Right.
Oh, I can't invite them to church because they don't have nice clothes. Well, is it about clothing or is it about their heart?
Yeah.
You know, where are we coming from? You know, but Jesus, as we said, he's our great missionary and our great example. he cleansed his disciples' feet. He humbled himself to cleanse somebody's dirty feet and say, this is what I want you to do. So what is it that we need to do for that person?
Sure. Well, you know, if we're being sent, you know what I mean? That means that we're on trail with the Lord.
Yes.
That we're his ambassadors. We're his representatives. So when we go to the world or we go to another country, they're watching us.
Oh, yeah.
People are looking at you. People at your work are looking at you. People at your neighborhood are looking at you. And they want to see if you're God's really God's representative, and they're not seeing love. They're not seeing the things that God would have you show them.
You have to understand, the moment you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you became his ambassador. So let's go to the Bible. 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. We, as Christ's representatives, plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Ambassador is to be the senior, to be the representative, the one that represents somebody. And that's our job. So we have to understand this, that the moment we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we represent him.
Yeah.
People, like you said, Kevin, they're watching.
They are.
How are you acting? Do you really mean it, or are you manipulating me? Are you loving me, or are you providing this for me because you're getting brownie points, or do you really care for me?
Right. And they can tell.
Oh, yeah. People can tell.
They can figure all that out. So I love, like in 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, it's probably the Apostle Paul talking. He says, you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ. And Christ says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You know, so there's an imitation factor that goes on as a missionary for us in our lives. If we're going to be missionaries to the world, then when the world sees us, they need to see
Christ.
Jesus.
That's right. And the only way to do that is by spending time with him and learning from him. Okay.
If you want to imitate somebody, you know, you ever seen these impersonators and people that, you know, do even the voice ones, but some of them dress up. They're like, I've seen a lot of different bands, like, Kiss tribute band or, rock tribute band. And they spend
Elvis
a
Presley.
Lot of time. Elvis
How
in
many
Vegas,
Elvis
right? Tribute Elvis. But they imitate them. And the goal is, you know, some of them don't imitate Elvis very well, but
they study them.
They just get the mutton chops on the side, but you know, they study. Yeah, that's where I was going. Is they study them, and then they imitate them. And you know what? If we're going to imitate Jesus, we've got to study him. We got to get in our Word. We got to get to know him. We got to spend time with him. You know,
it just came up in my mind. Thank you, Jesus. An actress or an actor.
Yeah. They're doing a role or something.
For somebody, and they're doing like a real story, life story.
Yeah.
And they have to go and they live with the people and they get to know them and they watch everything and learning their moves and how they do everything so they can become.
Mannerisms.
Yeah. So they can be posture. The ambassador. They have to make you believe that they're them.
Yeah.
You know, and they have to get to know, how do you feel? What are you feeling? So they get to feel it so they can show it. Well, that's us in real life.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But the difference is we're not pretending to look like them. We're becoming like
just
Christ.
Just like him, yeah.
Because he lives inside of us. So therefore, when we start acting a certain way, it's not we're not pretending anymore. It's who we become.
Right. I love that, and that's what the world needs to see. They need to see true transformation happening in the lives of believers. They are becoming Jesus to the world. We're his hands, we're his feet, we're his representatives, we're his ambassadors. And, that's to everybody, and I would say, we've got to really work at being exactly who God's called us to be to our families.
That's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
That's the first mission
field.
That's
my biggest area where I need to step it up, you know, because your families see your greatest weaknesses. They see, you know, and when you own it, I think one of the biggest things that I learned as a parent was when I'm wrong, own it with my kids.
Yes.
You know, own it and let them see that I'm not perfect, but I am willing to relent. I am willing to, you know, humble myself.
There were times.
And I don't sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, tough, deal with it. I'm having a moment right now.
I will say sometimes I'm like, I will put my finger up. I said, give me 5 minutes. I'll be back. And then I will walk away and then I will come back and I go, okay, I owe you an apology.
Right.
I just needed to cool off.
I just needed to actually feel apologetic when I was doing it.
Yeah, because otherwise you can say, sorry, that doesn't mean anything. And they knew it. I will have to walk away and say, you know, I am really sorry.
Sure.
I let my temper or whatever it was get a hold of me, and that was wrong.
Sure.
And then I was able to talk with them and have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Because I make mistakes daily.
Yeah.
And like you said, I need to own them.
So our missionary journey to our family is to look more like Jesus every day to them as well.
And to understand that our spouse and our children are gifts from the Lord.
Yeah.
When we see that as gifts, you look at things differently. You know, they're not a burden. They're a gift. They're a blessing.
Sure.
And the more time we spend quality time with them, the more the love will flow. And if we try to listen instead of just talk all the time, it makes a huge difference.
Sure.
And it's the same way with everybody else.
Yeah, I'd say next after our family, the area that I'd say we're challenged the most in would be our work life.
Definitely.
You know, everybody that has a job, you're there 8 hours a day, some of you 10, some of you 12, mm-hmm. you know, some 5 days a week, some six, some even seven. I've seen people go a couple of weeks without a day off and things like that. So you are really spending a lot of time with those people. So you have a sphere of influence. You're a missionary in your workplace.
Yes.
And it's important that we represent Christ there. I've been caught in the water cooler talk. I've been caught in the jokes, the bad jokes, the, you know, things. And there's lines that I've drawn even and said, no, I'm not going there, you know, at work. But other times you can kind of, you know, over-tolerate some things, I guess is the word I'm looking for. But, you know, you've got to make a stand. You got to make a stand for the Lord and let people know where you're at and let them see Jesus in you at your workplace. It's important.
Yes.
Their eternity could be hanging in the balance on it.
I remember one person that, one of my students, and we were talking about this, and she hated her job, and she wanted to go in the mission field, and she goes, I just want to go in the mission field. And finally, the Lord showed me to share this with her. I said, your mission field is at work. You just told me that none of them are believers.
Sure.
And she says, no, this is the way it is. So I said, okay, ask the Lord to let you see them through his eyes.
That's so good.
And
so good.
She was like, I don't know. And I said, just ask the Lord. The next week when she came over, she says to me, oh my gosh, my coworker has blue eyes. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She says, he has blue eyes. And I said, what do you mean? She says, this guy has been working with me for 8 years.
And you just realized.
And when I prayed that prayer, was the first time that I looked to his eyes and I even said to him, you have blue eyes. And he froze. They were arguing. And that's what, you know, and he says, what? And she says, you have blue eyes. And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I've never noticed you have blue eyes. She goes, we've been working together for 8 years. All of a sudden, she saw them through Christ and her whole...
She saw them in the beauty of their creation. And
totally different. And a week later, she comes back and she says, everybody's asking me what happened to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a total different person.
Sure.
She goes, Martita, now I know they have kids, if they're married. She goes, I never knew.
Good.
I never cared. And she goes, it is my mission field.
Yes.
The relationships totally changed. She goes, there's no more arguing. There's no more competition. She
Isn't
goes, it
nice?
Was me.
Yeah.
And that, it touched me.
Yeah.
Because I said, Lord, help me to walk like that, to look at people through your eyes.
Sure.
And let them be my mission field right here where I stand.
So what would you say to people that are out there today, you know, that are dealing with situations like that, their work lives, maybe they're not the boss, maybe they can't just make all these adjustments, but I think, you know, if we can just learn to love people where they're at unconditionally and just seek the Lord for them.
I pray, this is my prayer. I said, Lord, I can't help them, but change me.
Yeah.
Touch my heart and let me see them through your eyes. And if I have to forgive them every minute, then I choose to forgive them every minute.
Right.
And go, Lord, they're in your hands. Show me how to be me the way you want me to be so they can see you through me. And give me the strength and the peace that I need.
Wow.
Because he will protect you in a way that when the darts comes, you won't feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
It will be awkward, but you won't feel it because you'll be in walking in the spirit instead of in the flesh. And I understand sometimes it's hard, but he knows what you're going through and he can support you and give you the strength that you need. And if he needs to move you from there, he will.
Oh, for sure. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, so we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making his appeal through us, you know, and you shared that.
But yes.
It's God is making an appeal to people. Missionaries are people that God is using to make an appeal to other people. And the last thing we want to do is turn them off, get into another country, refuse to dress the way they dress, and make everybody work to make us happy and, you know, serve me. You know, we've got to be so careful about the representation that we're making.
Yes.
As a believer and as somebody who loves Jesus, our representation of him to the world is one of the most vital things that we'll ever, you know, have in our lives. So, you know, all things will work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. But you know what? We need to really show the world Jesus.
Yes.
This Jesus that lives in us.
Yes. And to be more like Jesus, you need to spend time with him.
Yes.
Spend time with worship. Spend time listening, you know, talking to him and listening to his voice. Read the word and say, Lord, talk to me.
Yeah.
And the more you do that, the more you become like him. And before you know it, you start acting like him and you'll act some ways and you go, wow. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, right.
Because the transformation starts to happen.
Sure.
You know, it's like when you work out, your muscles will grow.
Yeah. You're not buff the first day.
No. It takes time. The more you spend time with the Lord, the more you become like Christ.
That's so good, man. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this missioned heart posture and mindset.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to Turn the Light On. So glad that you have joined us today. We've been all over the place today, but that's okay. You know, the Holy Spirit kind of moves in that. Sometimes I know He was ministering to some of you about different areas at your work and your home and with your family. But we want to kind of close the program with the great, commission and just talk. Let's go to Matthew 28, 18 and 19, Martita. Read that for us.
Okay, this is in the New Living Translation. Jesus came and told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
I love that. You know, so we can rest assured that Jesus is with us when we're going, when we're being a missionary, when we adopt that missionary mindset and we have that heart posture of a missionary, God assures us that as we go and do what He has called us to do, that He will be with us, even to the end of the age.
Yes.
That means until, you know, all the, everything's wrapped up, God's like, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always going to be there for you."
And Kevin, like you said, it starts at home.
Sure.
Sharing the word. Raising our kids in the Word of God, okay?
Yeah.
Doing the example. Jesus is our example. We need to be our children's example. Mm-hmm. And then going out there into our community and then continue until we go to all the nations.
Yeah.
And if you can't go to all the nations, you can support others to go on the other nations.
That's right.
Financially, prayerfully, in supplies that they need to take to these nations.
Yeah.
We can always do something
all over the world.
Yeah. I know. I love that.
I do too.
I love that because
support
I can't
a missionary.
Go. Exactly.
I support six. You know, so I think it's a great topic that we've really picked to talk about today, Martita. And I hope everybody out there was, you know, able to connect with us and really feel the heart of what a missionary truly is. You're all missionaries, guys. Each and every one of you out there are called by God to go into your communities, to go into your families, and to go wherever it is that the Lord sends you.
That's right.
Wait for the call. Wait for Him to send you into some areas, and He will be with you always.
He'll put it on your heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, "Oh my gosh, now I got to do something." He will put something in your heart and you go, "Huh." And then it will provide the way for you to go.
Yeah. And where God guides, He provides.
Yes.
Always.
You yes.
know, when He leads you, you know, He'll get you there and He'll get you back. So, Lord, we hope you guys really enjoyed the program today. It's Kevin and Martita. You're listening to Turn the Light on 91.5 FM and ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.